This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute, wishing you all a happy new year, and reflecting that whilst you may have been reading something quite entertaining between Christmas and New Year, I, for my sins, decided to read Sam Laidlaw's inquiry into the mistakes made by the Ministry of Transport on the refranchising exercise of the West Coast Main Line. And the reason why I chose to read that is that I had this instinct that maybe things that happened there could have useful lessons for us in the Consultation Institute, and by golly, they do. Now, I know anybody in the public sector can probably say, we know full well that our processes, painstaking as they are, look absurd from the outside. And the phrase Kafkaesque springs to mind when outsiders have shone a very, very fierce light at the way that public bodies do things. But this really does contain some classic examples of what does go wrong. I remember about 10 years ago when the Scots were building their new parliament in Holyrood. If you remember, there was a massive overspend and it led to an inquiry by Lord Fraser. He published it under the title Spitting Tax, which I guess sums it all up. And on Hogmanay, I think we should recall the fact that when the Scots spend more money than they should, they get very upset. If you read that report 10 years ago, you see the same things going wrong. And indeed, there's a long litany of National Audit Office reports that point to the same mistakes being made time and time again. People not handing over one to the other. Meetings being misrepresented. Lines of communication, lines of responsibility being blurred. People at the top not wishing to hear bad news when people at the bottom feel they need to pass it on. And it's because many of these lessons resonate with us in the Consultation Institute as major consultations face legal and political challenge that we think it's important to look at this. We've got a number of occasions coming up shortly when we will be able to reflect on Sam Laidlaw's rather excellent work in trying to piece together what went wrong. One of them will be when we meet in February to discuss the responsibilities of regulators. Now, I think they are very exposed, needing to do consultations without anything going wrong. And I think we've got that coming up on February the 13th. We've also got a breakfast briefing on the new Cabinet Office set of principles, which again sound as if it's easy to accommodate and in practice may prove rather difficult. So there we are. Sam Laidlaw's inquiry into the West Coast Main Line will, I think, be of great interest to many of us, and we're putting out a briefing note today to reflect that, available to all our members.